This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're not the only country trying to figure out what to do about immigration, you know. There are some concerns being raised over in the UK over the prospect of 250,000 Romanians and Bulgarians arriving. European Union rules give citizens of those two countries full access to a key EU right. That is the free movement of people starting next January the 1st. And with Britain on the brink of recession, that is not necessarily good news on the home front. From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
You're invited.
In its biggest ever ad campaign, drumming up business and tourism, the UK has been promoting itself around the world as Great Britain.
Memories are great. Countryside is great. Heritage is great.
You're invited.
But not if you're Romanian or Bulgarian. The British government's aghast that thousands of them could flood into Britain next year. The government's right to be fearful, claims Matthew Pollard of Migration Watch. Britain can't afford the influx.
We've got 2.5 million Brits unemployed. There's high youth unemployment.
And he says there's also an acute shortage of housing.
Especially in London and the South East, and there just isn't enough housing to go around.
Others fear the influx will bring a wave of welfare spongers, criminals and gypsies into Britain. A nightmare, a horror story will unfold.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Dracula experience.
This British exhibition reminds visitors that Dracula also hailed from what is now Romania, and he's the ultimate boogeyman. Cristina Irimia is a Romanian journalist who's lived in Britain for 7 years. She says the tabloids here and the government have been whipping up that primeval fear of foreigners.
Well, that's it, isn't it? I mean, migrants are the ones who are, you know, responsible that there's no jobs, the economy is poor. You know, they're just using migrants as a demon.
But the ruling Conservative Party was elected on a pledge to cut immigration. It's now casting around for a way of persuading Romanians and Bulgarians not to come to the UK. Another ad campaign has been proposed, telling them that they wouldn't like it here. That's going to be tricky.
Memories are great. Countryside is great. Heritage is great.
Especially when you've just been telling the world that Britain is a great place to visit and do business.
You see these amazing campaigns talking about the greatness of Britain, the greatness of British creativity, the greatness of British innovation.
Brand expert Faisal Siddiqui says it won't be easy for the government now to shift gear and pump out a negative message about the appalling weather, high unemployment and lack of opportunity in Britain.
To a certain extent, that detracts from that national narrative. I think it is very important to have a kind of narrative that does speak to the goodness of the country to create goodwill.
A positive image.
Absolutely.
The negative ads could backfire in another way. 40 years ago, when the Ugandan dictator Idi Amin expelled thousands of Asians, the people of Leicester in the English Midlands were terrified that some of the refugees would wind up in their city. So they took out an ad in Ugandan newspapers urging them not to come. 10,000, more than a third of the total, made a beeline for Leicester. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.